It's the 28th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Candidates in the race for Bedford Mayor are beginning to highlight their policy priorities and vision for Bedford Borough. Saqib Ali, currently head of a mental health charity directed towards children, will be the candidate for the Labour Party. His recently released manifesto proposed not only concentrating on Bedford town centre, but also the villages which comprise the borough. Mr Ali aims to tackle five key areas: a renewal in Bedford Borough in terms of economic development and enhancement in public transportation, health service improvements, especially in Kempston and the villages, a tougher stance on antisocial offences, education, excellence, and a focus on climate issues. Elections are scheduled for the 4th of May. A handmade electric scooter conversion in the process of being charged was the cause of a fire at a home in St Margaret's Avenue in Luton last Wednesday night. Smoke alarms alerted the residents and firefighters attended. No one was hurt in the blaze. Following the announcement by AFC Dunstable Chairman Simon Bullard that he was willing to give the team away for free to the right group, new owner Soccer Assistant has been chosen. The organisation, led by Aussie Tutu, assists young footballers in locating related scholarships in America. Miss Aussie Tutu said, "We hope to establish a full-time football education programme at the club and continue strengthen the women's team." Last Thursday, Northern Lights were captured by amateur photographer John Pulling at Cleat Hill, close to Ravenston. Pulling said, "It's rare that we get the aurora this far south. Last time, Bedford was blanketed in cloud cover." That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.